And it's a very warm welcome to Jags Zone Live here at Pittodrie on Scottish Cup quarter final day. The sun is shining, temperatures are actually not too bad as Aberdeen goes, and Thistle are ready to do battle with the home favourites to try and land a place at Hampden in the Scottish Cup semi-finals. Already there with three completed matches, a Rangers, Celtic and Hibernian. Will it be Aberdeen or Thistle? It's all been set up for the big four to make it through. It's now only Thistle that can stop them. And to try and do it today, the Jags go with exactly the same 11 that went out on Wednesday and beat Dundee by a goal to nil. No changes to the starting 11, no real changes to the subs other than we add one. Muzzy Dumbaya fit enough again to be involved in the squad, and he adds to the team. So Thistle line up in their 3-5-2 formation with Thomas Czerny in goal, a back three of Danny Devine sweeping behind Niall Keown and Liam Lindsay. Overlapping fullbacks, Booth on the left, Elliott on the right, Abdul Osman and Adam Barton alongside Ryan Edwards will be the key players in midfield. Chris Erskine, as I said on Wednesday, can do whatever Chris Erskine wants. He will play just behind Chris Doolan in a 3-5-2 formation. The subs, as we said, was one addition. Muzzy Dumbaya joins up with David Amoos, Stevie Lawless, Adi Aziz, Kevin Nisbet, Andy McCarthy and goalkeeper Mark Ridgers. For Aberdeen, they've been hit with some injuries, but lo and behold, Johnny Hayes' name does appear on the team sheet this afternoon. It looks as though they'll change to a 4-4, they'll play in a 4-4-2 formation this afternoon, slightly different to what they're normally used to. Graeme Shinney, I suspect, will move to left back with Andy Considine going into the middle of the park to in the middle of defence, should I say, to replace Mark Reynolds. And Peter Pollitt is brought into midfield to replace the injured Ryan Jack. But Jaden Stockley starts up front alongside his partner Adam Rooney. They go with Joe Lewis in goal, then a number order. It's Shalem Logan, Graeme Shinney, Andy Considine, Ash Taylor, Kenny McLean, Adam Rooney, Niall McGinn, Johnny Hayes, Peter Pollitt and Jaden Stockley. Their subs are Ryan Christie, Anthony O'Connor, Scott Wright, Frank Ross, Connor McLennan, Miles Storey and goalkeeper Neil Alexander. Craig Thompson will be the referee. Let's hope we're not talking about his performance this afternoon. My special guest is Managing Director Ian Maxwell. Great to have you along, Ian.
Thank you, Michael.
Welcome along. First up, the Scottish Cup. What does it mean financially from Thistle's perspective?
Well, financially, I think from every club's perspective, it's a welcome bonus. You know, you don't budget to get particularly far in cups because obviously you don't know what the draw is going to bring you and how performances are going to go. So to get to this stage is great, and if we can kick on and, you know, get to Hampden, as you said earlier, there's a financial reward which is fantastic, but it's also about, as a club, it's where you want to be.
You mentioned the financial reward. How much of an impact does it have, for example, on playing budget for next season if we were to get, let's just take it one stage further?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously brings in money that you didn't think you were going to get. And this season, in terms of cash, we're pretty much where we thought we would be, so anything that comes in is a bonus. It's not like we're looking to fill holes and we've got problems that we need to run to sort out. You know, it's all additional income, and as you said, everything that we get like that goes towards the manager's playing budget for next season and trying to improve the squad.
I think when we spoke the last time we had you on as a guest, it was up at Dingwall, which went very well, by the way, which was good to see. And yep, we talked about quite a lot of subjects, and on a playing side, how the board must be pretty contented with how things were going then. I suspect you must be even more content now.
Yeah, definitely. I think at the start of each season we sit as a board, and obviously the manager's involved in those discussions, and we're looking for progression and continued progression year on year, and that's something that we've managed to see in the last three or four seasons, and the signs are that so far this season is going to be that again. You know, we've got further in the cup than we have for a long time. We're sitting in a better position. I don't actually know in terms of points if we're any better off than we were at this point last season, but in terms of, you know, the position and the relative to other teams round about us, we're certainly in a better place. So it's great to see that, you know, things improving.
The natural progression, I suspect, is top six as far as league is concerned. We've got ourselves there. The games have fallen, I suspect, pretty nicely. And I know you had a wee moan at the start of the season about getting the Rangers-Celtic games, not getting two at home, or an inequality. That actually might work out in our favour, the way things have panned out.
Listen, I mean, we'll know at the end of the season when we get there. I think you always want to be positioned in football with your destiny's in your own hands, and that's certainly what we've got. We've been on a good run of form. We've picked up good wins, and because the league's so tight, everybody's cutting each other's throats. There's certainly a little gap developing now. When you look at Inverness and Hamilton, they've got a little gap to the two or three above them, and there's a little, then, you know, there's a gap between us, Dundee and stuff like that. So it's just important that we keep pushing, and if we can get there, then we'll look back and say, you know, did the fixtures work in our favour? Hopefully they do, and it gets us where we want to be.
Absolutely. I don't know if you could have asked to be in a much better position, albeit, I think I was saying to one of the players after the game on Wednesday, there's still the, you could look upon this season as slightly underachieved, simply because of the number of points that we gifted away, obviously down to a lot of injuries at the time. But we, realistically, with this squad, are not incapable of being challenging third, fourth, fifth in the league.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, don't get me wrong, every club will look back over the season and say, you know, they should be points better off, or points dropped and injured players and games that they should have won and last minute goals and all those things. So it's very much, you know, swings and roundabouts from club to club. We'll all think we should be better off than we are, but I would agree. I mean, I think when you look at our squad and you look at the vast majority of the games that we play, I don't look at many other teams and think I would take four or five of their players instead of the ones that we've got, which is a great position to be in. You know, I think years gone past, you would always look with a bit of envy at other squads, but I don't really have that when we're going to the vast majority of games now.
We'll turn our attention towards today's game in just a moment, but I just want to touch on a subject I touched with the manager a week or so ago, and it's really a question, and you're a football man, so you'll probably give me a good insight into this. How much has Thistle's impressive run since the new year been down to the winter break, the training camp, the chance to get away, recharge the batteries? They were looking a bit jaded in that Kilmarnock game last one before.
Yeah.
Since they've come back, they look a very refreshed team.
I think so. I mean, it's, there'll be clubs that didn't go away that are doing well, and there'll be clubs that do go away that don't do well. So it's a very difficult one to gauge. You just need to get the best preparation you can, and going over to Spain obviously let us do that. You know, the training facilities were great. We had one or two new players, and obviously Niall coming in, it lets guys get to know each other, it lets the manager get his ideas kind of bedded in that week when all they're really concentrating on is training. And you know, the good thing about this season is they have had a week off over Christmas, and now the way the squad's made, we've got a few guys from down south that can go and spend a bit of time with their family and recharge, and then they're back into a really focused week over in La Manga. And the benefit of that is we know where we're training, we know the surface is going to be good, albeit if we'd have been a week later it was covered in snow, but we just got a bit lucky there. But no, listen, it's great, and it's about trying to be as professional as we can and do things as professional as we can, and look after the players the best we can. And to be fair, I think the lads recognise that. You know, you speak to the ones that have been here for the longest and they'll tell you that things have really moved on and improved, and that's what it's all about at the club.
Absolutely. So let's turn our attention to today's game. We've met them three times in the league. They've been very close encounters. Sadly, they've won them all. But are we going into this game perhaps with more confidence than any of the previous encounters?
I think we should be. There's no doubt we should be. I think you look at recent results, as momentum's a massive part of football. I think you couple that with the fact that the games we've played against Aberdeen, particularly the last one up here, there was very little in it. You know, it was one, obviously, I mean, by two goals, but one was in the last minute and there was nothing in it up until they scored, and we had chances within the game. So I think the confidence that we're going into can only help that. Obviously, Aberdeen have been on a good run. They had a difficult, well, it was a difficult fixture during the week, which they lost, but I think their performance was very good. The manager was there and said it was one of the best performances he's seen from an away club at Hamilton, so they'll still be confident, and I mean, it should be a really good game.
I'm going to sort of hear from the manager in just a moment, but I don't know if there's mind games to be played, and the one thing Archie doesn't get drawn into is mind games, but when Aberdeen going on about Johnny Hayes not playing such a key player, and perhaps having a huge impact in how even we may line up, I take it the manager wouldn't get fooled by the announcement that he wasn't going to play.
No, I think you hear all sorts about players being fit and not being fit, and managers change shape and all that. Aberdeen, Derek will look after Aberdeen, and Archie will look after us, and prepare the best way that he wants to, and set up the team the way that he wants to. You know, I don't think we've came up here and played a back four before, and I think that would have been a part of his thinking, but I think given the results lately, he's obviously just wanting to keep in faith with the lads that have done well for him, and that's kind of irrespective of whether Aberdeen have got Johnny Hayes playing or not, to be honest.
Well, you're here for the manager now, and you will hear the fact that he does touch on the fact he did seriously consider changing formation. Here's the gaffer. Alan, it's quarter-final day. It's been building for a few days now since Dundee, the victory was achieved. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you watch the games yesterday coming in, I was obviously at Kilmarnock Motherwell, but when you hear them coming through, you get a bit of excitement and looking forward to hopefully getting the next round. We know we've got a mammoth task today, but I think the way we've been playing, we're full of confidence.
Obviously, as you mentioned, confidence, but despite all that, Aberdeen still start favourites, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, and I think the overriding feeling in the media is that they all want the top four clubs there. or the big four, sorry, to get through. But we want to try and surprise a few people, and hopefully we can do that today and prove a few people wrong and get a cup upset if they wish.
I was going to say, if you're a sceptical type of person, you'd look at the cup draw, given all the four big teams, all four home ties and players sent off and soft penalties given in the games yesterday. All we can worry about is doing our own job, though, isn't it?
Yeah, doing our own job. Look, I think everybody knows that outside, and it's not just a Partick Thistle thing, that everybody, the sponsors, everybody will want the big guys in there. If we can go and prove them wrong, use it a bit of incentive and motivation to get a result today, we'll use every single bit we can.
Team News looks like in. I take it that's a ringing endorsement for their excellent performances over the last couple of games?
Yeah, it is. I was tempted to change it. I mean, David Amu and Stevie Lawless caused Aberdeen problems up here a number of times, so has Big Addy as well. So I was tempted to change it. I just thought the way the boys have played recently, we'll go with the same again. And if we get the same type of application and desire and hunger along with that good football that we played in spells the other night, I think we can cause some problems in this shape.
Was he at least fit enough to get on the bench? Just I suppose it would be harsh on Christie given the good game that he played last week.
Yeah, a bit of both. I think it'd be harsh on Christie, and Muzzy's only really trained yesterday. That was the only day he trained, and to throw him into a big game like today, which we'll probably be doing a bit of defending for some periods of time, might be a bit much. I mean, we played him the last game here when we were forced into it a wee bit, and he played the 90 minutes, but we lost him for a game after that. I think he struggled with his hamstring, so we need to make sure we're still careful with Muzzy. He's just back off the last 7 months out, so we need to make sure we manage him properly and get him back to where he once was.
Absolutely. And the type of game it's going to be today, I don't suspect it'll differ much from the way we met in the league a few weeks ago.
No, I doubt it. We know Aberdeen will come out and start the game really strong, especially after a disappointing result the other night. They're at home, they always start like that. We need to be prepared for that, see that out, and then get our footprint in the game.
Absolutely, and it's a cup tie, so it has a slightly different ending to a normal league game. So that's where you talked about the whole squad there, the three subs are going to be very important too.
Yeah, well, we've got a strong bench today, and the last thing I said to the players there, it's a free shot. There's no worrying about looking at other results and seeing who played who today and who won. Go and do the business yourself, and you go and do that, your reward's there for you. So we'll need everybody today, there's no doubt about that. We need our subs as well, and hopefully make a good impact. They made a good impact the other night, so hopefully that'll happen again.
Let's wish you well.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald, who we caught up with on arrival here at Pittodrie, back with Ian Maxwell. Ian, obviously we've talked the financial implications. It was about this time last year you started to get very busy on re-signings. We're in a much better position now that the majority of the boys are tied up. But do you start to look ahead even further to the ones that may be out of contract? You've obviously got a few that are out of contract this year. I know the manager wants to keep some space to freshen things up, but even still, are we looking at perhaps even trying to tie up some of the boys?
I think it's a kind of work in progress, Michael. I mean, you look at guys you've got under contract, you're also now trying to keep an eye on, you know, who's doing well elsewhere that may become available, and we're working quite hard, you know, because we know that with the position we're in, we've got the vast majority of the players signed up, and we're going to have to sign one or two. I think players want to see new signings coming in for them to freshen it up. Supporters certainly want to see new signings coming in, and that's important, you know. It's things can change. I mean, we've still got, you know, 2 months of the season to go. Players can, you know, start to produce performances that haven't done it so far, and it maybe changes the manager's thinking. But it's very much a work in progress in terms of the ones that we've got, and also ones that we're aware of that can become available that we can add to the squad.
And the one thing that the last few games has done, it's perhaps given a slightly higher profile to the club, a higher profile to players, and especially a higher profile on the manager. I suppose that has its plenty of upsides, but it does have its downsides as well, is that you become more aware to other clubs, and
yeah,
I don't know what you can expect to happen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's one of them. The better we do, obviously, the players and the coaching staff get on a few more people's radars. I've noticed in the last month or so there's been a bit more interest from the press, and actually they're still not shouting about him as much as he probably deserves, but there has definitely been a bit more recognition in terms of the job he's doing here. And if we're fortunate enough to, you know, we get a result today and we finish up in the top half of the league, then that'll only increase that. And it's one of these things, you know, managers, players, you know, at this club are always going to want to move on and test themselves at the highest level. And if the manager will have said many times, you know, if he leaves us in a better position than when he joined, then he's done his job, and he would leave with everybody's best wishes. It would be a horrible day when it comes, but that's one of these things that we just need to deal with.
Well, I suspect one person who won't be leaving the club anytime soon is Chris Doolan. Chris is on 98 goals. There's a lot of fan talk about what's going to happen when the Magic 100 goes in. Is there that anything from the club that plans to do it, or are you keeping it a secret?
No, I think we're going to parachute them into the centre circle when the game after. No, well, obviously, we've obviously got, you know, there'll be a presentation and we'll make a fuss of them, because it's a tremendous achievement for anybody to be at a club long enough to score 100 goals is an achievement these days, Michael. So, no, we'll make the appropriate event out that it definitely is, because he's been fantastic for Thistle.
He's in line not just to get 100 goals, he's two away from becoming our top league goal scorer of all time. I suspect him that's a greater achievement.
Yeah, and I don't actually, I wasn't really totally aware of that until earlier in the week when Graham told me, you know, and it's incredible to think that he's got that to the level he's at. He's been brilliant. He's just so down to earth and one of the nicest lads about the place, and you know, a lot of the dressing room look up to him because of the way he handles himself on and off the pitch. He's everything you would look for in a modern day professional footballer.
Absolutely. We'll go back to today's game. We had a wee chat with Thomas. I was in a bit of a nuke run, by the way. I have to tell you this. I spoke to Niall Keogh in the week he got dropped. I then spoke to Stevie Lawless the week he got dropped, and it was Muzzy last week. I took a risk with Thomas Czerny, but he's still out there. It's looking good. Let's hear what he had to say.
Thomas, the game against Aberdeen is one that everyone has been looking forward to for quite a few weeks, but we've had to put it to the back of the minds, but now it's all focus.
Yeah, it is a really special game for everyone coming up on Sunday, where, you know, the club hasn't progressed, you know, in the cup for quite a few years. So it's a big occasion and big opportunity for us. To give the fans something to celebrate, you know. We've been on a great run in the league, and you want to take that form into the cup game as well.
It looks as though there's a real determination, especially goalkeeper and defence at the moment, just to protect that clean sheet. It's become a very special and prized reward every week, hasn't it?
100%, and if you look at the record, 8 clean sheets out of last 10 games, I don't think I've ever had that in Scotland. And so it's quite a special record at the moment, and then something we want to keep going. I think every single player on the pitch works really hard for that clean sheet, and it shows, you know, everyone's doing the job that he's supposed to do. Nobody switches off, and that then gives you a chance to get a clean sheet.
I don't know if you're into records, but there's a few threads that appear in various social media sites, and I think you're second in the percentage of clean sheets. I think it's over a number of games, but considering Thistle have been around since 1876, that's a very special record.
If you say that's very special and something I appreciate and enjoy. And but a clean sheet is the work of a team, so the work of one guy on the pitch. So as a goalkeeper, if your team doesn't play well, you have no chance to keep a clean sheet. So it's a work of the whole team.
Last team to score 2 goals against us, of course, was Aberdeen, and even that was a disappointing end because the team had played very well. They've got a lot of good movement up front and a different type of threat to most of the other teams we play.
Yeah, I agree, that Aberdeen is a very creative side. You know, they've 4, 5, 6 players who can, you know, score goals, and their movement up front is very, very good. So it's not like you can focus on one way. We prepare for Dundee game in a certain way, and there was one or two ways we knew Dundee could hurt us, and we prepared well and we eliminated it. With Aberdeen it's a bit different because there's so many ways they can score goals. So again, it'll be that concentrated performance that gives us a chance to get something, but we know it's going to be a tough game, and it's a big game for them as well.
Absolutely, the rewards are great as we're recording this interview overlooking Hampden Park. I think a lot of you guys would love a wee game out there in a semi-final.
100%, it would be a big occasion for everyone around the club, every player. I only play cup game at Hampden against Queen's Park. It wasn't a very glorious game. So I'd like to play one of those bigger ones, yeah.
I think if you had asked everybody 10 weeks ago, maybe around 3 months ago, Aberdeen would start hot favourites. But there's little doubt that there's not much now between these two teams.
Well, our recent form is brilliant. Of course, you still have to respect Aberdeen's quality, and on a day, you know, they can be unstoppable. But on a day, we can be very resolute and beat anybody in the league. So, it'll be interesting.
Let's wish you well for today.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, the thoughts of Thomas Cherney, who I'm pleased to say is still out there and still nothing's happened to him prior to kick-off. Ian, I just want to finish off before we pass on to Raymond. Great to look out as we sit in the back of the main stand over at the pocket of Thistle fans over there. There are three quarters of that area all filled. A lovely gesture from the club to put on the free buses. Did you expect 14 of them though?
No, I did not. It's cost me a bit more than I thought, Michael, but it's one of these things. No, listen, it's a great day, it's a fantastic occasion, and we wanted to get as many fans up here as we could to support the boys and hopefully see them get the right result. And it's one of these things, you know, as I said to you, it's income that we don't think we're going to get. Obviously there's a wee bit of TV money coming as well, and we thought if we could, you know, give something back to the fans, because they travel a lot and they're always in great voice, and we realise it's expensive and you know, out and make it a wee bit easier then, great, and it's great to see so many of them turned up.
Absolutely, and I think when you talk fans, and I'm just going to finish on this before we head over to Raymond, but I think the fan involvement with Partick Thistle has been greater now over the last 2-3 years in particular than it's ever been. And if you look around a lot of clubs, and a lot of people are saying, yeah, Partick Thistle look after their fans probably better than any other club around at the moment. I think that's something you take a bit of pride in.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the supporters are very important. They're with you through the hard times and they're there through the good times, and it's important that when things are going well, you don't just take them for granted, you know. And if we can do things like this and get them up here, and, you know, we've obviously got under-16s go free, and we've tried to do bits and bobs of work around the stadium just to make the match day experience better. To be fair, we're aware that we've got a long way to go. You know, we can still do a lot more and make a lot of improvements, and that's something that's very much on the board's mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the other subjects I had planned if we had time to talk about, was the Project Brave and what that kind of investment would involve if we want to be one of the elite eight. I know it would probably involve, I assume it would involve having to go plastic pitch, would it? Not have your own base?
No. Not plastic pitch from a first team point of view.
Yeah, I just thought to have your,
no,
have,
no,
you don't
no,
have to have your own base.
No, but listen, we're looking at that. I mean, the biggest missing link we've got as a club at the moment is a training facility that we can call our own. You know, obviously we're very fortunate to have the set up at Garscube, and it's fantastic for us. There are elements of it that aren't great in terms of the you know, the synthetic down there isn't the best standard. It's been down for a while, and we move about when the weather comes. So that's something that we're looking at. Project Brave, I mean, we've not actually had the bidding document out then, so until we get that and Jerry can go through that in a bit more detail, we're not entirely sure what that's going to look like. But I mean, with the strides that the academy have made over the last 2 or 3 years, it'd be an absolute shame not to be able to progress and get ourselves into that elite academy status and go from there.
We'll definitely have this conversation at another game before the end of the
no
season, because I think it's a
keep that one for the semi, Michael.
Well, certainly, I think we might have other things to talk about at the semi-final. Ian, it's been a pleasure as always,
no,
and I hope you enjoy your game and we're celebrating
you
at
too.
The end.
Thank you.